This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Harvard University dining hall workers have been on strike since this morning. The workers are seeking a pay increase, lower health care costs, and year-round employment. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
6 a.m. in front of Quincy House, and the dining hall workers are picketing. Some students are passing out flowers, including Gabe Gold Hodgkin, a junior from Brookline majoring in social studies.
We're all a community here. The dining hall workers show up for us every day. You know, they're the ones who check in with us first thing in the morning. Back a couple years ago, they're the ones who came out during the snowstorm when nobody else could get to work. And the students, I think we all feel like now it's our turn to be there for them.
Gold Hodgkin is asking fellow students to pick up the frozen food provided by Harvard and then join the workers on the picket line. One of the striking workers, Kimwana Devanish, says they're picketing because they don't want to have to pay more for health insurance.
We only make $30,000 a year. There's no way we can afford anything like that.
Harvard did not respond to a request for a recorded interview, but in emails, a spokeswoman says it pays on average almost $34,000 a year to its dining hall workers. The university says it's raising co-pays by $10 for office visits and from $40 to $100 for emergency room visits. The university says employees who make less than $55,000 a year can apply for reimbursement of copays after they've spent $440 out of pocket for office visits or $450 for emergency room or hospital visits. For that group, Harvard also says it's willing to increase its share of contributions to premiums from 85% to 87%. The picketers were allowing food deliveries to the dining halls. At one point, a Hood milk truck backed up to the loading dock at Quincy House. Dennis Papantonatis was picketing outside Memorial Hall, where first-year students eat. He's been working at Harvard for 13 years. He says it's not just health insurance costs that are going up.
All right, so the parking has basically doubled since I started. It used to be $20 a week. Now, in the past 10 years, it's doubled up to $50 a week. And Harvard Real Estate owns all the parking lots.
As the workers picketed, students went in and out of Memorial Hall. Among them, first-year Tegan Thorley from Vermont.
So I don't think anyone's in agreement with the administration.
At one point, the workers rallied in the science quad to listen to the union's chief negotiator, Michael Kramer.
We said that at this, the richest university in the world,
right,
no worker who's here and ready to work should be making less than $35,000 a year.
As the workers protested in front of Harvard President Drew Faust's office, Harvard Medical School professor Bruce Price, a neurologist at Massachusetts General Hospital and McLean Hospital, stood in solidarity.
When their co-pays go up, when the price of medicine goes up, they don't come. They can't afford. So this directly affects my practice and my ability to take care of them as patients.
It's fair to say that you don't get to be the richest university in the world by sharing your wealth with your workers.
That's economics professor Gerald Friedman at UMass Amherst. He says, still, Harvard is not doing anything that other universities are not doing.
Wages rising 1% a year, health insurance costs rising by 5% a year. It just jumps off the page at you as an employer that this is where our costs are growing. And so we want to control this course. And you can control that course by shifting more of the burden onto the workers.
Harvard says under the plan most popular with the dining hall workers, employees currently pay $104 a month for individual and $281 a month for family coverage. It says nationwide, food service employees pay a third more for individual coverage and nearly double for families. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Fred Tice.